Thanks to the EU for organizing this panel, in particular to Commissioner Vahely, newly elected EU Commissioner for Neighborhood and Enlargement, and my deep appreciation to the foreign ministers of Turkey and Jordan for their country's support and leadership in hosting so many refugee children and their families. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, 9 years of war have left 5 million children in desperate need and pushed at least 2.5 million children out of the country as refugees. We must continue working together, as the Jordanian minister said, as partners to serve and support them. UNICEF has been working in the region for decades as a trusted and familiar presence in communities throughout the region. We're doing all we can to support host governments as they in turn support those children within their borders. We're focused on three interrelated needs: immediate life-saving relief, advocacy to ensure these children's rights are upheld, and long-term development assistance so these countries can strengthen services and infrastructure for all children and young people in the years to come. Turkey is home to more than 4 million refugees and asylum seekers, including nearly 1.8 million children, the largest registered refugee population in the world. Over 3.6 million Syrians, of whom 1.7 million are children, live in Turkey alongside more than 370,000 nationals, primarily from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran, of whom an additional 120,000 are children. Education remains an urgent priority given the continued needs of more than 1 million school-age Syrian refugee children in Turkey. While nearly 685,000 children are enrolled in formal education, an estimated 400,000 remain out of school and face a range of barriers, including the expense of sending children to school in the first place, expenses like books, stationery, clothes, meals, and transportation are simply out of reach for many families. To address these multiple needs, UNICEF is working closely with the government of Turkey on providing cash transfers to refugee children for their education. Since 2003, these cash transfers have been available to Turkish children. With this expansion to Syrian children living in Turkey, families receive cash support every 2 months. We've also expanded this program to include an outreach component to follow up with children who have low or no attendance. As of last month, more than 562,000 refugee children have benefited, about 8 in 10 of all refugee children enrolled in Turkish school. This program is generously supported by the EU and partners like Norway and the United States. It's a great example of how governments, civil society, groups and organizations like UNICEF can work together in a common cause, and it exemplifies the spirit of the grand bargain to build on existing systems and extend them to reach the most vulnerable refugee children. In Jordan, UNICEF is taking similar steps to help include and integrate over 600,000 Syrian refugees living there. This includes over 136,000 children now attending national schools. Last year, over 130,000 vulnerable Syrian and Jordanian children benefited from an integrated package of services provided through the Makani, or MySpace, program in over 150 centers in refugee camps and host communities across the country. These centers bring together children, regardless of their nationality or status, to learn skills, play sports, and participate in a range of activities designed to develop their minds and social skills alike. More than 27,000 Syrian and Jordanian young people are benefiting from the Upshift program to learn entrepreneurial skills, and 2,500 are in technical training to gain skills and employment. I'd like to say, lastly, that these programs demonstrate not only the need to serve children's urgent requirements, but for the world to take steps to integrate and include refugees across national systems. A more peaceful and stable world depends on building this social cohesion across countries and UNICEF looks forward to continuing to work closely with host government, donors, and all of you to continue to make this happen. Thank you.